scumbags!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the pitch, the players, the hustlers, the people, the pasta, and everybody else in between. Throwing it down. It's the Sunday night mass. Sports Rage, late night, 844-843-6879. We'll hit the pipelines a little bit later on. Big man on campus going to step back up and in a couple of moments' time. The NBA is back. The Toronto Raptors, the defending champions, played against the Los Angeles Lakers on Saturday night and systematically wore them out. And pretty clear that the Toronto Raptors plan on playing old-school basketball and actually competing on the defensive end, contesting shots. It's a novel concept, huh? It's interesting. Like, I'm not even, like, being sarcastic. When you watch the NBA, watching the Raptors, like, the first team that we've seen in the NBA since the NBA is back, it's like, what are those guys doing? What do you call that? Oh, that's defense. Oh, they're the Lakers were like, the Lakers were like, you could tell they were getting frustrated. They're like, man, why is this guy defending me? Why is he, like, in my face? I can't shoot. And you saw it was Brick City, Raptors, a great defensive team. And interesting, Nick Nurse, a great coach that always sort of tweaks things. Like, the Raptors can run and gun, but, like, Nick Nurse basically looks at his roster and he looks at the opponent and he'll change the game plan. It's very Belichickish. That's the whole thing. Like, a lot of people, a lot of coaches and teams, they do what they do. They do what they do, and if it works, it works, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. Those teams never win. You know what I mean? Like, the championship teams can adapt and adjust. Right? Like, the New England Patriots. Patriots can, you know, win a high-scoring game. They can, you know, they can win a low-scoring game when they're winning Super Bowls. You know, whatever it takes to sort of, you know, how do I maximize the roster that I have and how do we expose the other team? He did a great job last year with the Milwaukee Bucks. Great coach, Nick Nurse. Great job. Oh, we have a big, interesting matchup. Toronto Raptors and Miami Heat. Some Monday afternoon basketball. Raptors minus 2.5 point favorites. Oklahoma City, I told you guys coming into this, the Oklahoma City Thunder aren't just a team. Oh, yeah, they're going to be difficult to play. No. Like, they beat you. Like, Oklahoma City, I don't know. Like, these guys can go far. Like, they're not just, oh, yeah, it's a cute story. No. They're good. 4.5 point favorites over the Denver Nuggets. Sports Rage late night. Big man on campus next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up.
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Back to live action. I am Gabriel Morenci. Sports Rage late night. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates, whatever city you are joining us in. One cool thing about the Rageaholics, you guys really are spread out. This show really is. We've got people like all over the place, like east, west, middle, different countries. We got Germany in the house right now. Our main man Matthias checking in from Germany in our chat. Canada, U.S., East Coast, West Coast. And we got big man on campus joining us from Philadelphia right now. Philadelphia Flyers actually victorious earlier in the day as they tune up and get ready to jump into the playoff pool as they just play for seeding right now. Now, it's unbelievable. The Toronto Maple Leafs shut out earlier in the day. The Columbus Blue Jackets beat them 2-0. The Vancouver Canucks lose 3-0. Wow. The Toronto Maple Leafs and the Vancouver Canucks, neither of which, both favorites, although, the Canuck game was kind of a pick'em. It came down to a pick'em, essentially. But both, like, hyped. Both can't score. They don't score a single goal. 3-0 final score. Minnesota Wild beat the Vancouver Canucks. 3-0. Playoffs have begun. Big man on campus with us. And big man's been doing very well in the NBA. Man, the NBA games have been track meets so far this year. So, big man, taking a look at Monday's board right now. The Toronto Raptors play the Miami Heat. I know you probably got an opportunity to see some of the Raptor-Laker game last night. Very impressive win for the Toronto Raptors. You know, listen, that game doesn't mean anything. But at the same point in time, it's just amazing how consistent this basketball team is. And I was talking about it earlier about Nick Nurse, and he adjusts. Like, you know what I mean? Even the rotation will be different. He can go with so many different lineups, and he mixes it up so well, and it gives the other coach different looks. People don't really realize about basketball coaching and the matchup stuff, but Nick Nurse is brilliant, big man. Like, he really, really is. It's amazing how, like, he knows, and Masai Ujiri is so good at identifying these players, like sort of the second-round guys. Like, they got Siakam in the second round, but you know, we talk bringing in a Terrence Davis, a Matt Thomas. They're just, they got smart. They had Norm Powell. They identify smart guys that can, you know, can step in. And it's amazing. The Lakers have now lost 11 straight times to the Raptors. I'm really surprised about that. But, you know, you see the Raptors and the style that they play. It's not, they're not trying to, they don't want to get into a 130-128 game. That's not their thing. Played great defense last night. Should be an interesting game against the Miami Heat. The Heat and the Raptors are always tough, man. The Heat play the Raptors tough, big man. Good game. Yet there's some questions about Jimmy Butler's status as of right now. No total, yet FanDuel does have the Raptors up -2.5, big man.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler's going to play as far as what I can see here. I got to worry a little bit about the Heat. I thought the win against the Nuggets was kind of overvalued. I mean, I think it's important to understand right now, the Nuggets without those three guards are just not real good. And I think that was kind of overshadowed in that game when they won the other night. But yeah, look, Toronto's really good. I mean, they're really good defensively. I think the Heat will struggle tomorrow with all those young players. You're going to come out against a team like the Toronto Raptors. I think they get slapped in the mouth. This isn't a game I looked much into just yet. Obviously, we don't exactly know whether Butler's in there or not. But yeah, I think even at 2.5, maybe even lay, you know, I would probably lay up to 3.5 in this game as far as on the Raptors. I just think the Heat, I don't know that I trust them in this game. Obviously, they're going to have to score against a really good defense. We know how good, Anunoby the other night was unbelievable. I mean, he was unbelievable offensively. I mean, you held the Lakers, and by the way, the Lakers have some real problems, folks, heading forward. Gabe, are you worried about the Lakers? Because I kind of am. I mean, they barely beat the Clippers without four or five players contributing. They lose last night by, you know, 15 points. They scored 92 in that game. They don't have a point guard right now. But as far as the Heat, I don't have a lot of confidence in a lot of these young guys.
And as good as LeBron is at AD, I wonder if AD is going to be able to handle, can he go 3-4 rounds, big man? You know what I mean? Can he play every second day? Like normally in the NBA, big man, they stretch out the TV schedule, right? The way it used to be for like the star team. So LeBron would play on like Tuesday and then they would play again on Sunday only. It would only be like two games a week. It's a game every second day now in the NBA. Like, that's the format. They don't have time. They're playing best of seven, too, so they don't have time. So, basically, and once the playoffs start in the NBA, guys, it's going to be every 2 days the game. And I just wonder, like you said, LeBron's going to be on the court so much, big man, all the time. And he has the ball. He has to do everything. They're kind of a two-man operation, big man, the Lakers. Yeah. You're right. Listen, I think in a seven-game series, no, I think the Clippers beat them, bro. I think the Clippers will beat the Lakers in a series if they play each other.
I mean, fully healthy, the Clippers, the Clippers are a better team. I mean, what has happened to Danny Green? Danny Green didn't score a point last night in that game. I mean, he scored 6 points the game before. He's got 6 points in two games. You know, they don't have they don't have a guard. I mean, who's their point guard? Alex Caruso? I mean, give me a break. They better hope Anthony Davis doesn't get hurt because LeBron. They better hope Davis doesn't
LeBron's
get hurt.
LeBron's their guy.
They're going to be in a world of trouble, but.
Oh, no, you're right. Davis going. That's another thing. Yeah. Davis does get hurt. Can he? Like I said, he's a good player. I'm not calling him out as soft. I'm just stating it's going to be a grind, guys. It's going to be a grind. And you know, that's what, like, you brought it up, and I brought it up too, big man. So you see some of these games. You play the Dallas Mavericks or Houston, whatever. Yeah, you're going to drop all those points. Playing the Raptors, not so fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, they beat you up like you saw, man. Anunoby's not scared of LeBron. Like, you know, he's tripping him. He's getting in. He's like, what? You got a problem? Like, the Raptors are physical, And that's what the playoffs are going to be like, man. People, you know what I mean? It's going to increase. If I ask you right now, who do you think represents the West? And you know what? And you know how I love Kawhi. Kawhi's, you know, I have my doubts about some of those guys on that team as well, big man. But Kawhi Leonard, just so damn good, bro. He can lead anyone to victory, it seems.
Yeah, it's not even close. The Clippers are my pick in the West. They've been my pick in the West all year. Fully healthy, they're the best team in the West. Sorry. I mean, I don't have any concern to think they're not going to get to the NBA Finals. You just look at the Lakers. Too many players have opted out. Again, they were the two players that Rajon Rondo and Bradley are important, because now you got to really go into the depth chart, and you got guys like Quinn Cook and you got to get guys off the street to play point guard for you. But real quick, back to the Toronto game. I also look at the last time these two teams played. I mean, Miami had 84 points and Siakam and Gasol didn't play. I mean, Duncan Robinson didn't get any quality looks. You look at Hero, Nunn, and Dragic. They shot 18 for 60. I mean, this is going to be a tough basketball game. You don't know what Jimmy Butler, his status is. He missed practice the other day. Just a lot of things going on. I don't value the Heat that win the other night a lot. I would jump on this now. There is absolutely no shot Toronto is a 2.5-point favorite tomorrow morning. This will go up to 4, 4.5. I would get on it now if you like Toronto.
I'm surprised, actually. I am and I'm not. I am and I'm not. It just goes to show the market, you know, the Raptors are just still an undervalued commodity. They're like a stock, big man, that's still a buy, and people, you know what I mean? It's still affordable. And
yeah, because they
people don't buy
defense,
I guess,
and they have a great coach.
Yeah, and they play in Canada. So people don't see them, they don't believe them, or this and that. And, you know, it'd be awesome to see if it was the Clippers and the Raptors, Kawhi versus the Raptors in the finals.
Yeah.
That would be quite the the storyline in the matchup. Or it could be the Clippers and the Bucks as well. I'm not discounting the Bucks, but you notice the Bucks, big man. Two games to the Bucks, both same thing. You play that high style flying stuff, teams can play that, man. Like, the Bucks have won two games by a combined 5 points or so, big man. It's a dangerous way to live like that when you let the other team score as much.
Yeah, I'm going to say this right now. The Bucks will not get to the finals. It's going to be Raptors-Clippers. Mark it down.
That's always been my prediction as well. Oklahoma City, we'll get into this team a little bit too. They went from, like, being this year a story, oh, they're pretty good against the point spread, to no. Like, they're not just good against the spread. They kick the crap out of you. And they're still, you know, they throttled. They're just really raising it up a notch right now. We'll hit that and more. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Portrait late night continues. I'm Gabe Morenci. We're kicking it with Big Man on Campus. Man, the show just flying by here. Big Man for one more segment, a couple more basketball games to hit. We were just talking about the Lakers a little bit and the point guard situation. And it's funny, Big Man. It's the same thing all the time, man. It reminds me of last year. I remember when Avery Bradley said, "I'm out." And everybody laughed. Oh, Avery Bradley. Who cares? Oh, Avery Bradley. And then when Rondo got hurt, and I said at the time when Avery Bradley, I said, you know, you guys don't realize this, because he's like their best defensive player, right? So it's very big losing him. Oh, no one cared. Yeah, no big deal. Then they lose Rondo. No one cared. Oh, Rondo sucks anyways. Oh, blah, blah, blah. No one cares. And it reminds me of last year, big man. You remember the Golden State Warriors last year? When Kevin Durant got hurt, all right, they played the Portland Trailblazers. Durant was there, you know, for the other games. Then they played the Blazers, and, you know, he wasn't there. So they played the Portland Trailblazers. They swept the Blazers, big man, all right? They swept the Portland Trailblazers without Kevin Durant. Everybody said at the time, everybody said, well, they're better without Kevin Durant. They're happier. They don't even like him. They don't need him. They're better without him. And then the next series, when the Raptors are beating them, well, they don't have Kevin Durant. It's not, it's not the same, man. Like, you didn't say that before. And same thing now with the Lakers. Nobody said, no one was worried about that. Well, oh, who cares? Only Avery Bradley. It's only Rondo. Now people are like, oh, well, they're kind of screwed. And you talk about Danny Green. And the thing with Danny Green is he's a good defensive player, Danny Green. But big man, he hasn't been good for a couple of years now offensively. Like, you keep waiting for that three ball to fall. It doesn't, bro. And it's not going to. Like, he was on the Raptors last year. And it was like a black hole, bro. Like, he just doesn't get hot. The one thing, Danny Green, he's a good defensive player. So the coach, they trust him on the floor. Like, teammates like him because they know he's going to be in the right place. But the three ball doesn't fall. The thing with him, though, is he'll hit, he's pretty good under pressure. Like, he'll go, like you said, last night, he was terrible, but in a playoff game, he might be like 1 of 7 or something, but the one that he'll hit will be big, big man. Like, he came up with a couple of big shots for the Raptors last year, but he's not that good anymore. Like, he has a hard time scoring 10 points, big man. He really does. Like, I think they got a problem moving forward. I just want to get that out there about Danny Green. As far as Oklahoma City, big man, and I know you like this team, up to 4.5. I mean, they went from just being a great team to bet on against the spread and, oh, take them as an underdog and stuff. But they're a damn good basketball team. We were talking about Nick Nurse, earlier and the job that he does. But Billy Donovan, great coach and great adjustments, big man. Like, he deals with the roster that he has, Donovan. And they got some good players. This is a good basketball team, Oklahoma City. And I'm not just saying this. I think they can go to the Western Conference Finals. Like, it wouldn't shock me, bro, if it ended up being Oklahoma City versus the Clippers. Like, Oklahoma City are that good. I think they can win playoff series, big man. What do you think of this team? Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree totally. I think Billy Donovan's starting to be, kind of be able to flex his muscles. He had to deal with Russell Westbrook for most of the career. But now that he's gone, he's really been able to kind of flex his muscles. And you look at this team, I mean, they are really fundamental. I mean, they do everything well. They're top 10 in pretty much every category offensively. They don't turn the ball over. You look defensively, they don't foul. They're really good, on that side of the ball. They have a good front court. They're just a solid fundamental group. And, in this game particularly, I think you're right, though, long term. I think they have really a lot of things to look at. Steven Adams has turned into a really good player in this league. Chris Paul, we know how good, we know the legendary player he is and what he can do for a team. They've got a real good young mix with kind of veteran presence. Tomorrow's game, I have a real concern for the Nuggets because without Harris, Murray, and Will Barton, I mean, that's three players out of the starting lineup. Paul Millsap, and what does he have left? And then all of a sudden, I mean, you look at this roster outside of those guys, there's just not a lot of high-level talent on this team. You look at against the Heat the other night, Gabe, the Denver Nuggets turned the ball over 19% of the time. I mean, that's just not good enough in this league. And against a team that's so fundamentally strong like the Thunder, I've got some real concerns about the Nuggets in this game. It wouldn't surprise me, Gabe, if this is a blowout. I think the Thunder are a good basketball team, and I think the Nuggets are just kind of looking towards the
buying
playoffs.
Time.
I mean, they're not – I know they're playing for – yeah, they're playing for seeding and that sort of thing. But it's important to understand, I mean, seeding this year is not as important, I think, as usual. I mean, there's no home game, so what does it really matter? I don't think the Nuggets are very good, and I think their front court will be dominated by Steven Adams. I think the Thunder have the ability to win this game big. I would lay this number up to 6 or 7, probably.
I got to tell you, the guards on Oklahoma City, you raise all great points, but they're just a smart team. They're fundamental. They don't turn the ball over. Adams is a man in the paint, so guys, you got to deal with him, and the guy's like a brick. Like, he's you don't play around, and you look at the talent at the guard position here, bro. You got Chris Paul, as you stated, one of the best of all time. So you got Chris Paul. Gilgeous Alexander is a good young player. And then you bring in a Dennis Schroeder, bro, off the bench. Instant points, Schroeder, right? Like that's right. They've, you know, they've got like right. these like sort of speed burner guard guys, these little guys, like they can get to the rack, they can shoot it. And then, like you said, on the inside, you got a guy like Adams, and you can pop it out. You got Danilo Gallinari. No one's even talking about Gallinari, big man. My boy Dort from Montreal as well. This is a good basketball team. They're physical. They're smart. They're well-coached. There's a lot to like about this team. There really is. That's a great GM, that GM.
I'm really high on them. Yeah, they have just a really solid roster, and they have players that get to the 10. They're just good guards. They have a great group of guards. This is kind of where I wish the Sixers would go as far as their guard play, but that's another story. But, you know, then you have guys that can come in, like, you know, Nerlens Noel is just a solid defensive center in this league. And, you know, guys like you mentioned with some of the young players, with Dort and even veterans like Gallinari, yeah, I'm high on them a lot. I just look at the Nuggets, and I think they're just kind of looking to the playoffs. They're not good without – those three players. And as I said, Paul Millsap, I mean, still a solid player, but he doesn't give you as much as he used to. So now you're really working with a center that plays out in the perimeter a lot of the time and has no shooting. I mean, there's a reason they only scored 105 points the other night. They just weren't very good offensively, and they're not good without those three guys.
The Pelicans have been Pelicans got throttled. They're laying 4 points, so it's the Pelicans versus the Grizzlies. And Philadelphia -6.5 against the Spurs. It's funny, big man. One team that nobody talked about, and well, if we did talk about them, we did negatively, including myself, and I should have known better, is we were just saying about how the Spurs last week. We're like, wow, the Spurs don't really seem to care, and Popovich doesn't seem to care. He kind of like, let's just get this over with type thing. And, you know, he's always talking about Trump and politics. DeMar DeRozan's a free agent. Doesn't seem like they're keeping him. You know, so DeMar's thinking, all right, what happens to my career? What's going on? And yet here they are. They're winning basketball games, big men. Like, suddenly the Spurs are winning games. What do you make of the Philadelphia? What was your report card on the Sixers? What do you make of this? 6.5-point favorites against the Spurs. I grabbed the Pacers just out of principle. I was like, you know what? I'm going to take the underdog here. Everyone always hypes up Philadelphia, yeah. And they need to prove it to me, bro. Like, go out there and do it. Don't talk about it. Do it, guys, right? Everyone, the Sixers this, the Sixers that. What do you make of – what did you think of the Sixers, and what do you make of the Sixer game against the Spurs?
Yeah, real quick, I don't have any reason to – why are the Pelicans a 4.5-point favorite? I mean, has anyone watched this team in the bubble? They stink. They're horrible defensively. Why is this team laying 4.5 points? I mean, I guess it's a must-win for them. But, yeah, no, my grade on the Sixers was poor, as usual. Defensively, they were – horrific. I mean, it was, I don't know what defense that was, but it's the typical road defense. They're not a good road defense. Ben Simmons, I mean, that could have been the worst defensive game he's had as a pro. I mean, he was uncharacteristically bad. I mean, it was like one of those games, you know, as a kid you play where the kid just can't miss. I mean, TJ Warren took him to school. He took him and Matisse Thybulle to school all night. It was a horrific defensive performance, as usual. Another big game for Embiid, but, you know, they waste it because they can't close games out. It was ugly. Brett Brown, same old mistakes. Again, this team will not win anything until they fire Brett Brown. I don't know how many times we got to keep seeing the same song and dance over and over again. Gabe, it's important also to understand that Indiana Pacers last night gave TJ Leaf major minutes. They gave Justin Holiday major minutes. I mean, TJ McConnell, TJ Warren. I mean, these are just average players in this league. I mean, it's laughable. It is truly pathetic. And it all falls on that rat on the sidelines, Brett Brown, who has no idea what he's doing. The personnel stinks. Al Horford's the worst contract in the history of this team. Tobias Harris and Embiid are the only ones that seem to play. They have no backup depth. It's laughable. They stink. They're going to probably win one game in the playoffs, and that's generous because the Celtics are going to take them to school. Defensively, they have major problems. And you're right. The Spurs just keep winning games. And what do we see tomorrow? Oh, the best coach in the league against arguably the worst. So, yeah, give me the Spurs all day. There's no way I'm laying points to the Sixers on the road. Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's interesting about the road thing because you figure, well, it's not the road, but they're not at home, and it's clear they're just not the same. Big man on campus. Great stuff, big man. We'll get you on earlier. We won't wait till Friday. this week. We're going to be on the road, actually, later in the week. Next week, we're going to be doing the shows from San Francisco. So, but we'll catch up with you later in the week, big man.
Yeah, one more. Indiana Wizards goes way over. Indiana doesn't play any defense either. Wizards, all they do is that game goes over. Talk to you later in the week. Thanks, kids.
Big man on campus. Follow him on Twitter, at Jeff Nadeau. Big man on campus. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morency. Rage all you want.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due. He's spinning the ball on his finger. Just take it. Take the ball. That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Sports Rage Late Night. I'm Morency, 844-843-6879. Thanks to Big Man on Campus for joining us on the program. Fastest 120 minutes in sports. As always, tonight has been no exception. All right, we're going to get to the pipelines here in a moment, but let's just do a quick we did a line check as far as the NBA. Not a full line check. Let me just get you caught up to date. As far as this is one cool thing about these bubbles and hubs and all this type of stuff is that there's games all day now. And it's not always going to be like this, but it's going to be like this for the next couple of weeks, where there's day games. So pretty cool. I mean, like the Raptors and the Heat's an afternoon game. That game is at 1:40 Eastern time. Raptors are 2.5-point favorites over the Miami Heat right now, except FanDuel is the only book that has a number up for this game. They don't have a total up either, but they've got the Raptors at -2.5 right now. Raptors money line, -138. Denver Nuggets getting 4.5 against Oklahoma City Thunder. I agree with Big Man. I think Oklahoma City Thunder are the play. I think the Raptors are also the play. Get the Pacers and the Wizards. Pacers are 6.5-point favorites. No reason this game's not a track meet. Total's 227.5. Memphis Grizzlies and the Pelicans. The Pelicans are 4-point favorites. And, you know, the Pelicans are strange, man. They look good in the scrimmages, but now that the games are for real, you know what the Pelicans' problem is? It's not rocket science here, right? It's pretty straightforward. And it wasn't that Zion wasn't on the floor in the last couple of minutes of a game. They don't play defense. They don't play defense. They're a flashy team. They got some great young players. And they're good on the offensive side of the court. They are. You know what I mean? Like, Ingram's good, and, like, they score. But they don't even pretend to play defense. Like, they're not... They're getting exposed type. Like, it's not pretty. It's almost like they're sort of just kids, and like grown men are like, all right, you never seen what a pick and roll is, huh, kid? Like, they're fundamentally getting eaten alive. Like, they're going to need an offseason, and they're going to need to be taught how to play basketball a bit. Like, they've got the skill level. You can jump, you can shoot, you guys can do all that. I get it. But you got to play defense, man. Otherwise, you're going to be down by 20 all the time, and that's... You've seen the Pelicans find themselves down, and they got to come back all the time now. It's a problem. I don't trust them laying 4 against the Grizzlies. Total there is 238.5. Wow, 238.5. Spurs and the Sixers, 228.5. Spurs get 6.5. And listen, I was wrong. I'm not betting against the Spurs, but I didn't think the Spurs, like, the Spurs weren't talked about as one of these teams they got to force a play in. Yet, they're 2-0 in a bubble right now, and they're coming on. And Utah gets 6 against the Lakers. We'll see how the Lakers respond after they got drilled by the Raptors. Quick NHL line check. We'll get to the phones here. We got the Rangers and the Canes. I had the Canes in game 1. No reason why I don't go back to the under. I'm going to take the under 5.5 again. This game's at noon. Noon Eastern, 9 in the morning for those of us on the West Coast. So a 5.5 is the total there. Winnipeg Jets in Calgary. That's an afternoon game. That's also a 5.5. I'm going to go under in that one, too. I was on the Jets in game one. I was wrong. I'm going to take the Jets in the under. I don't really care about the Capital Lightning game, the Dallas, Vegas. Let's look at the playoff games. Montreal Canadiens. I was on the Canadiens last night. Good pick. I think the Canadiens can win this series. They probably don't win. The Penguins probably bounce back, but you're getting plus 145 with the Habs. And we didn't even get to this. The biggest chokers of the weekend, the Edmonton Oilers. You know, like the Leafs are pretty bad. Choke job. Vancouver, whatever. You know, nobody really expects Vancouver to win anything anyways. Edmonton, people said, oh, they're going to kill them. 8-2, 7-2. Even I said 4-1. Edmonton's going to be too much for the Blackhawks. And I tell you what, Blackhawks, man, we keep on talking about this game one winners. And Blackhawks have won 3 cups before, guys. They've got guys that know how to win, right? And they're old, but they're not that old. And they have energy now because they're rested. So let's bring in Picard Julio from Chicago, the Windy City in the house. Picard Julio, what's up, Julio?
After that first period, Gabe, I'm telling you what, the people in Chicago are sipping the Kool-Aid a little too much with the Blackhawks, but it's good to see them win in game one against Edmonton. Nice prediction by Mythology as well.
They're not going anywhere. Listen, the Blackhawks might beat the Oilers, but they're not going to the Cup or anything. It's because they're playing the Oilers. And good for the Blackhawks. They play good hockey, but there's something about, I don't know what it is, Julio. And, you know, J-Rod asked about betting, and I don't know. I guess, yeah, you should bet against, I don't know what it is. Canadian teams choke in the playoffs. They just do. It's amazing. I mean, a Canadian team hasn't won a Stanley Cup since 1993, guys. I mean, you figure they could accidentally win one, but no. They haven't come close, really. There's been a few close calls, but even that was a little couple of years. You know what I mean? It's been a while since the close calls even. And normally there's a ton of pressure on these teams, like, you know, like locally and nationally, but there's no pressure. There's no fans. So it's kind of strange. I tell you, man, Chicago win this game too. They're winning the series. Like I think they can win the series. Edmonton, man, everyone's going to load up tomorrow night on the Oilers, bro. Like if you like the Blackhawks in this game, wait, Julio, because trust me, Canadians are going to hammer the Oilers in this game. The number's going to go up.
Yeah, they're currently plus 117 at my book here in Chicago. I have a feeling people are going to, in Chicago, hammer the Hawks. So I might grab this number now just in case of the local inflation. But I would agree, if you're out of the rest of the country, why not wait until puck drops? It's a 9:30 Central puck drop. Yeah, I agree with you there, Gabe. If the Hawks win, they take the series. All right, everyone, grab your pens and papers. I will be quick. Over 1.5 goals first period. Hawks, Oilers at minus 150. Give me over 2 at plus 130. Give me the Blackhawks. Again, they're plus 117. Earlier, they were plus 123. So as I said, Gabe, they're already getting hammered here locally. Under 5.5, Dallas VGK at minus 134. I'm tailing you, Gabe. It's currently minus 108. Give me under 5.5. Canes, Rangers, under 5.5. Jets and the Flames at minus 122. Loving what I'm seeing in Major League Baseball with the Dodgers. My White Sox are looking good. The Reds are a mixed bag. The Angels are a team to fade. They're terrible. Their bullpen gave up 2 ninth inning leads. They lost today. They're a god-awful team. Mike Trout's not with them. Fade the Angels at any cost. They play the Mariners beginning for a 3-game set tomorrow. Baseball for tomorrow, give me the Rockies. Give me the White Sox against the Brewers. Give me the Cubs against Kansas City as well. And then for soccer, these numbers are going to go up, so I wanted to give it to your listeners quickly. Man United against LASK in the Europa League on Wednesday. Man United over 2.5, minus 155. Inter Milan are taking on Getafe. Minus 143 for Inter Milan and minus 1 at plus 128. Again, these numbers I feel are going to go up as more people begin to bet on these games. And that is it. Oh, over 1.5 goals first period. Capitals, Tampa Bay, Gabe.
Big card, Julio, living up to the name. Great stuff, Julio. Made a winner's bureau. I like the unders. Like I said, I'm gonna start my day with the under too. And that Rangers and Canes game. We hit it in game one. I think we can hit it once again. I think it'll be another 3-2 game. 2-1, 3-2, low scoring game once again. And that I'm going with the under and the Jets and the Flames as well. Always a pleasure, sir. Big Card Julio with the smooth radio pipes that he has. Play-by-play voice, Big Card Julio. All right. Smooth pipes? I don't know if Mick's got smooth pipes, but he's got pipes. State of disaster. Not even a state of emergency, it's called. A state of disaster right now in Victoria, Mick, in Australia, due to COVID. That's too bad. I hope they're able to tighten things up and things get better. It's been a real battle for Australia with this coronavirus, hasn't it, Mick? But Mick Aussie's got an AFL pick for us. I think I've lost like four or five straight AFL picks, Mick. So what about this one tonight here? And the number's kind of big. So what, Port Adelaide, the Power, -260 against the Western Bulldogs. And how bad is it with the COVID now, Mick, in Australia? State of disaster, they're calling it.
Hey, Gabe, hey, how you going? I'll just get your speakerphone. Hang on, I'll get back on the normal phone. Here we go. You hear me now?
Yeah, we got you,
how
Mick.
How you going, champ? You hear me now?
Yes, Mick, we hear you.
Mate? We all good? All right, yes, it is 35 days straight of AFL Aussie Rules footy, Gabe, and the friggin' Collywobble Magpies COVID-infested lawbreakers Collingwood ruined my five-play multi-parlay. They bloody lost to the Fremantle Dockers, and I'm going to hand it to the Dockers, mate. But I get these multi-parlays quite regularly, so I can prove there's money to be made. It's just occasionally these weak, soft teams let you down, mate. It's annoying. But anyway, happy holidays. We played tennis today. My girlfriend was awesome. We had beers, and then we had a fire and a backyard barbecue, and the girlfriend's sitting down chatting with her quack mate, and I'm in my car right now, and I'm still on Budweiser, so things are good. Happy Monday, August long weekend in Canada, mate. Now you're back here in Vancouver. How you doing?
All right, Mick, we got about 1 minute. So what's the pick, Mick? Thank you for letting us know what you did today. And you played tennis. You drank some beer. So Port Adelaide and Western, Mick, what's the pick?
You know what? Go the Power, Pat Smears, but don't be careful. Dogs are good, but they're very up and down, mate. Port Adelaide Power on top, mate, and the kids are good. They've got good forwards, not many injuries. They should keep winning, but the Dogs are good too, but they're very up and down. Go the Power, Pat's money line, and probably on the minus as well, eh?
They're -15.5 right now. 15.5-point favorites. Well, that's quite a few points, Mick, to be
right.
Yeah,
about that. No, they'll win by about that. They're good. Yeah, they're good, but they might not. So, you know, I would take Dogs on. I would take Power on the money line and then just take a little bit on the Dogs at +15.5, you know? Because then if the Dogs do win, well, then you're making back a little bit. You know what I mean? And then the Power might win by 14 and you've won two bets, mate, you know? So... But congratulations on your Toronto Raptors kicking the LA Lakers' ass last night, mate. Fantastic. 104-92 or something like that. We're going back to back, mate. And all you Americans that disrespect the Lakers and disrespect the Raptors, get stuffed. Legitimate world champions, mate. Gabe, you know it? You know it, mate. And they were a good chance to go again. And the Oilers were pathetic. Their defense was pathetic. Pathetic. But Connor McDavid's mad, mate. Trust me. Trust me. Oilers can get it done. But I went down there yesterday, Gabe. It's all quiet. COVID-free here, mate. Melbourne's a mess. Melbourne's a mess with COVID. And there's some real COVID idiots in Australia as well. See you later, mate. Take the power, Pat Smears. Just, I think. See you later, eh? Game every day, mate. I'll talk to you tomorrow night. See ya.
There's Mick. I'd say they're blasting through the AFL stuff now, I guess, too. State of disaster there. Listen, Port Adelaide have been murdering teams. So it is 15.5. They have been destroying teams. Sports Rage Late Night continues.
Sports. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Sports Rage late night, 120 minutes, done. So we wrap up. Great job by Yang tonight, Master Control, Midtown, Manhattan. Shout out to Big Man on Campus for stepping up and in. Shout out to all of you that we heard tonight. Big Card Julio, Mick Aussie. We'll take more calls tomorrow night on the program. You know, so we got a full slate of hockey tomorrow, guys, and NBA basketball in the afternoon as well. The Raptor game, only FanDuel has it up. It's 2.5. Jump all over that. Raptors, if you can get it, at 2.5. Big Man brought it up. It's probably going to be about 4, 4.5 in the morning, I would expect. People are going to catch on to the Raptors and how the Raptors are just moneymakers. You know who the number one moneymaker in the NBA is, though, right? It's the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Oklahoma City Thunder have the best record against the spread in the association this year. A lot of it was done as underdogs earlier in the year, but they also cover when they're favorites as well. They're laying 4.5 points. Denver like depleted right now. Denver are just sort of waiting for the playoffs. They're not panicked about these games. They don't really seem to care about the seeding, the Nuggets. They've got issues to deal with. They've got health issues. So Oklahoma City should roll them. So I like the Raptors in the morning. It's going to be 4.5 or so, but I like the Raptors in the morning against the Heat. In the afternoon, 1:40 in the afternoon, in the morning on the West Coast. Denver Nuggets and Oklahoma City. That game is at 4:10 Eastern, so 1 o'clock, 1:10 West Coast. 4:10. I like Oklahoma City. I like Oklahoma City going to cover the number. Noon, tomorrow morning at noon, we got full slate of hockey all day. It's ultra cool. I like this. I'm enjoying this. I like weekday action, afternoon action. So we got the Rangers and the Canes. I think the Canes win again. I think the Canes are going to beat them. I think they're going to win again, like 3-2. It'll be the same thing. Maybe the Rangers win 3-2, but I think it's going to go under the number. But I like the Canes and the under, and I'll take the Jets and the under. I think we're going to have some low-scoring hockey in the morning. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.